to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here working together to improve our financial IQ. This show is for people who simply want more out of life. I use the example of the Ferrari. You want to drive a Ferrari. You want to have a beach house. You want to have a boat. You want to travel. You want to enjoy life to the fullest the short time you're here. Or you're someone who has worked a long period of time, 10, 15, 20 years, and you're still not in the financial position that you want to be in, and you're willing to do something about it. Our main focus, of course, is building that second stream of income, because that facilitates more time with family, more time for romance, more time for travel, more time for fun, whatever. We use real estate to do that simply because we went with what 70% of the millionaires in America used. It's the easiest, most effective way to build wealth. And again, it accounts for 90% of the millionaires worldwide, but about 70% within the United States. I'm going to start. I've got three subjects to talk about today. One is pools and cars. Two is leadership is by example. And then we're going to hit the four ways that every dollar that you have in a piece of real estate makes you money, giving us rates of return literally the first year, sometimes in the hundreds of percent, and then annually thereafter, 20, 30% rate of return. And this is not like the stock market where, you know, the last couple of years they've had high returns, so people are running around and go, oh, the stock market's great, great, great. No. Your average over the last 70 years is 7%. You can lie to yourself and get excited about the last 2 years, but you're fooling yourself. An investment needs to be taken. What's the average over your lifetime? And you're going to have a couple of loser years coming up, in my opinion. So that 30%, when you average it with the negative you're going to have the next, your average is going to be 7%, just like it has for the last 70 years. But when I talk about real estate, and I've been in real estate for 30 plus years, it's been consistent, brutally consistent, when I look at my single family deals, at 20% every year. Not 50% 1 year, negative 10 the next year. No, 20%. The last 20 or 30 houses I bought, I think the lowest was 18% rate of return. The highest was around 24%. And that's just cash on cash. We're going to talk about all of the ways that a single family house makes you money towards the end of the show. But let me talk about pools and cars first. The reason this came to light for me was I was talking with somebody who has grandkids, and obviously kids, and he's thinking about putting a pool in. And all he could talk about was that it was going to cost him $80,000. He'll never get that money back. It's not going to raise the value of the house more than 50% of that around. In other words, you put in an $80,000 pool, it's going to raise the value of your home about 40 grand. And he's just having trouble, can't get himself to take action and put the pool in. This all stems from a misconception that people have about their personal residence. They try to make it an investment when it's not an investment. You know, financial planners will run around and say, Your home's your biggest investment. That is so wrong that it's painful when I hear people say it. It's like, man, your financial IQ is so low. A home is a liability, not an asset. Remember, liabilities take money out of your pocket every month. Assets put money in your pocket every month. What's a home? It's a liability. It takes money out of your pocket every month. And some of you are going to be foolish enough to say, well, I paid mine in full, and it's going up in value, so I'm making money. No, you're not. And it's so simple. The average increase in value of a home is 3% a year. What are your taxes? 3% a year. Even if it is going up 3%, which it does, it doubles in value about every 20 years, agreed, and you're paying 3% in taxes, you're not making any money. Now, it's better than renting, but it's more like a savings account than it is an investment. It goes up in value. Let's say you got a $200,000 home. It goes up in value 3%, $6,000. Then you write a check to the tax office for $6,000. How much have you made? None. Now, you're still on the house, so it's like a savings account. But what did I leave off? Insurance, garbage, gas, electric, water, maintenance. You add all those things in, you're losing money on your house. It's an expense. It's a liability. And that's okay. You got to have a place to live. There's no getting around it. But when you are looking at something like a swimming pool, which is going to bring you massive amounts of joy, laughter, fun, exercise, entertainment, and all you can think about is how much it's going to cost you, you have no concept of what a house, home, is there for. A home is there to serve your family. It's to bring you joy, laughter, fun. That's what it's for. It's not to make money off of. In a nutshell, get the stinking swimming pool. I have two pools, one at my beach house, one at my home in Katy. Love it. I love to sit out there with a cup of coffee and read and hear the water flowing from the waterfall. It's just, and then go swimming, lay by the pool during the summer. It's just an incredible value. We'll talk more a little bit more about this, and I'll address the car issue too when we come back from the break here on the Total GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about a home and a huge misconception that people have about it. And then they don't enjoy it because they're so worried about getting every dollar back. I'm going to improve my kitchen. Will I get my money back? I'm going to put my pool in. Will I get my money back? No. Do it anyway. If it serves your family more effectively. It serves your family, happiness, joy. That's what a home is for. It's not an investment. And stop not doing things that are wonderful, like putting in a pool, just because you're not going to get all your money back. You're not going to get your money back for your house either way. So enjoy your life. And then the car situation also is one that drives me nuts. Whenever I talk to a person who buys a new car, they spend 10 to 15 minutes telling me how great a deal they got and how they manipulated the dealer and how they negotiated and got this and got that and got that. Do you know how to know if you lost the negotiation on a car? If you left with a new car, you lost. Get your ego in check. The car does not leave the lot unless the dealer is making money. You lost the negotiation. And that's okay. A car is not an asset. It's what? A liability. It's there to serve your family. People are always talking to me, oh, you have a Ferrari. Is it? Yeah, and it goes down in value just like your Ford. Just like it. And people say, well, what about the Dino from 1974 that's now worth $3 million? There are exceptions to every rule. There are Ford Mustangs that sold for $6,000 brand new that are now worth $300,000-$400,000. But as a rule, and a very, very strong rule, a car is just an expense. Stop overthinking it. Stop thinking you're beating up the dealer. If you left with a new car, you lost the negotiation. That's all there is to it. So spend your time and effort building wealth with real estate, income-producing real estate, not your home, income-producing real estate. And stop wasting time spending 6 weeks to buy a car. You could have bought 2 rent homes in that time that would have paid for whatever car you wanted. So, oh, I know the other point. Man, I've been stalling because I couldn't remember this point. It's okay to be happy. Doggone it. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to have a swimming pool. It's okay to have a Jaguar. It's okay to have a Ferrari. If that's what you want, if it brings you joy and happiness and fun. If it doesn't, don't, then buy a Hyundai. Just make sure whatever you're driving is safe and reliable. So, and make your home a wonderful place to live. You're investing in your family, not in real estate. Okay. All right, let's get on to the next subject. By the way, the phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. The next subject that I want to address is that leadership is by example, and it is not through power and control. What I'm referring to that I think people can relate to before we head into the real estate side of it is teenage rebellion. People love to blame it on hormones. They love to blame it on sex drive. They're just going through a phase of this, that, and the other. Let me make a suggestion that your behaviors as a parent cause teenage rebellion. I didn't have any teenage rebellion in my kids. I didn't rebel as a teenager to my parents. And I'll tell you why. It's because they led, my parents led by example, and I tried, I failed at times, but I tried to lead by example too. Think about this. You got a 16-year-old kid at home, and you come home from work 6 o'clock after fighting traffic for an hour and complain about the drive, complain about your boss, complain about your coworkers, complain about your pay, and then you see your son or daughter playing video games. And you get kind of short with them. Using power and control, you say, son or daughter, you need to get upstairs and do your homework. And you probably follow it with a comment like, to be successful, or to be like me, or to make money, or whatever. How many of you can figure out why you, that use of power and control, just caused the teenager to rebel? Think deeply about it. Why would a 16-year-old, after hearing you complain about your drive, your coworkers, your boss, your pay, want to go upstairs and study so they can be just like you? Are you getting it? They don't. See, kids are brilliant till we as adults dumb them down. They're brilliant. They're born brilliant until we dumb them down. See, your son's going, Dad, Mom, your life sucks. And you want me to go study so I can be just like you? See why they rebel? Not to mention, I also just gave you a demonstration of power and control to get your kids to behave a certain way. See, the one of a few things that I did right, I was always reading. I was always studying. I was always trying to grow. And they saw that. They also saw the financial results I was getting from that behavior. So does it make sense why it wasn't hard for me to get them to do what I was doing? I never had to use power and control because they're brilliant, and so are your kids. And when you lead by example, they don't even realize that you're the one. Oh boy, I was about to use the word control. Influencing. We'll use that. You're the one influencing their behavior. They don't even know. They just know, hey, you know, he's reading and studying all the time, and he's making a lot of money, has plenty of time to spend with us, takes us on great vacations. We're all driving nice cars. We've all got everything we want. You know, maybe I will do that. Think about the opposite from the long-term point of view. If you go through life living paycheck to paycheck at a job you're unhappy with, sucking it up, dealing with ignorant bosses, dealing with ignorant coworkers, living paycheck to paycheck, retire broke, what have you taught your kids? You taught them to do the same thing. Because they don't know anything else. All they know is what they see. Remember, who you are speaks so loudly, people can't hear what you say. If you're the type of person that brags about yourself all the time, and the sad thing is, those of you who do it don't realize you're doing it, so you don't know that I'm talking to you. But if you're constantly talking about yourself and telling people how great you are and stuff like that, they don't hear a word you say, because who you are speaks so loudly, they just flat out can't hear what you say. So if you're smoking and you tell your kids not to smoke, do you have any credibility at all? No. If you tell your kids not to drink to excess and you do it, do you have any credibility at all? No. If you're not in the financial position you want to be in doing what you're doing, and you tell your kids to do the same thing, do you have any credibility at all? None. All right, we'll talk more after the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. My phone is open to you. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEB. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. If you've got a question for me about anything, it doesn't have to be on the subject matter we're discussing. This is, you know, primarily our focus here is on sharing ideas on how to build wealth and second stream of income with real estate. Give me a call at 281-558-5738 with any problem you're having, challenge you're having. Maybe you're ready to move from single family to apartments or self-storage or assisted living or whatever it is. Let me know what you need to know at 281-558-KSEV or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. I'm going to take one quick email. Someone is thanking me for talking, probably they're trying to get their husband to buy a pool, for talking about the pool situation and asking if I can reserve them a seat tomorrow night for the free sample class. And I cannot reserve a seat for you. You do need to go and register yourself. Just go to GetTotalWealth.com, GetTotalWealth.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see free sample class. Just click that button and you can reserve a seat there. It's available online. You watch it from home or you can watch it live. I will tell you, the live presentation is much more effective. We have a 300-person room. There's plenty of room for social distancing. You can wear your mask if you want to. I highly recommend doing it live. If you're still fearful, at least watch it online. Go to GetTotalWealth.com. Upper right-hand corner is the free sample class. Okay, finishing up on this concept of leadership is by example, you have to be the person you want your children to be. The old, I think, is it an adage? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Comes down to the principle that your actions speak louder than your words. So, in my opinion, the greatest gift, second to unconditional love, second greatest gift that I gave my kids was to be financially independent. And then to share the ideas with them. Instead of being dependent, in other words, having a job and sharing those ideas with them. So there's my sales pitch. Leadership is by example. Start being the person you want your children to be. That's the only way that you're going to get the results that you truly want from your children. Okay, we have a caller. Welcome to the show. May I get your name, please? Oh, Linda. Hey, Linda.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. How can I help?
So when I got divorced, I kept my house in town and have been lucky enough to be renting it out for the past 9 years.
Okay.
But I'm barely breaking even on because of the property tax in the area. And I don't know, once my current tenant's lease is up, I don't know if I should just cut bait or if I should keep renting. Cut bait and use that money to invest in a better part of real estate, or if I should just...
Sure. How much equity is in the property, do you know?
About 250.
Wow. Yeah, that could be up to 10 houses, 10 middle-income houses that could produce you about $4,000 a month profit, not break even, about $4,000 a month in profit. I would liquidate that. But I do want to say something. You said, lucky I've had at least for the last 9 years. I would disagree with that, judging from your communication skills. And, you know, I love the cut bait comment. You've got some rap. Are you leasing it yourself, or are you letting somebody else manage it?
Myself.
Yeah, that's not luck. You did that. And you need to take credit for that, because you are a great communicator. And
thank you.
Yeah, that's not luck, because I know so many people who have attempted the same thing and had great difficulty keeping something like that leased. So give yourself some credit, please. But yeah, that would be the option I would choose. I would go ahead and let the lease run out, give them 30 days notice during the final month, at the beginning of the final month of their lease, so that they're out on the last day of the lease, and then do whatever little make ready you need to and get that thing sold and get that money into some better income producing properties.
Which would be?
The $150,000 to $250,000 home is the sweet spot.
Okay.
We're buying them, you know, 10, 15% below market. And Linda, that's the all-in price. That means purchase price, rehab, and closing costs. Add it all up. Don't leave out the closing costs when you're talking about how much you paid for a property. So I'm going to do an example of one here in about 5 minutes. Listen closely to that, and that's what you should do.
Okay. And I'll do your seminar, too, because I've been listening for a long time. It's just, it makes me anxious, you know, thinking about it all, and it seems almost overwhelming. So maybe if I, you know, sign up for one of the seminars, then I'd...
Yeah, please check it out. I think you'll be much more comfortable if you meet the staff and you see what we're doing up here.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Linda.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, let's go ahead and move into this. Let's do an analysis of your average single-family home. And I'm going to do a home run. This is going to be a very exciting deal with a really high rate of return. In today's market, where we're in the up market, the rates of return are not this high, but I'm going to give you those rates of return as well. But they're so high compared to speculating in the stock market or with gold or silver or things like that, that you'll see why it's far superior. But again, and Linda, if you're still listening, this one's right in the middle. What you have is a situation where the $150,000 to $250,000 home is what we call the sweet spot. Now, logic would say that a $400,000 home would rent for twice as much as a $200,000 home, but it doesn't. And the higher you go, the worse it gets, which may be why Linda was breaking even. That might be a $500,000 home or $400,000 home. Those are very hard to make money because the rents are not high enough. But in that 150 to 250 range, and you can even go a little below that, I wouldn't go much higher than that, it's the sweet spot where you get the highest dollar rent per dollar spent. So for my example, I'm going to use a $200,000 home. This was a little home over off West Green in Katy. West Green actually hits I-10. So my all-in price was about $150,000. Remember what I said? This is a home run. When I say $150,000, that included the $115,000 purchase price, $25,000 in rehab, which is a big rehab, and $10,000 in closing. Oh, I forgot holding costs, Linda, because it takes about a month to rehab them. So you make a monthly payment during that time. So there's holding costs as well before you get at least the first time. But about $10,000 in closing and holding costs. So my all-in price was about $150,000 with an ARV of $200,000. In today's market, that would probably be closer to $180,000 with a $200,000 ARV. And I would call that a double, whereas the deal I'm analyzing is a home run. So in that scenario, the first way that the thing is going to make me money, that deal, oof, I hate saying this, that's a zero down deal. At 150, 75% of ARV, that's a zero down deal. But there's no way to do a cash flow analysis on a zero down deal, because if I make $1 and I put zero down, what's my rate of return? Infinite. So let's pretend that I put $20,000 down on this deal. The first way that it makes me money is cash flow. That's going to be the difference between all my expenses and the rent. All my expenses are going to be principal, interest, taxes, insurance, maintenance, and vacancy. Let's review that. Principal, interest, taxes, insurance, maintenance, and vacancy. My PITI is going to be about $1,100 a month. I'm going to put a reserve of $300 a month for maintenance and vacancy. Now my rent's going to be about $1,750 on that property. The cash flow is going to be about $350 a month or $4,200 per year. Now let's look at your rate of return. If you put $20,000 down on that house and you make $4,200 a year, that's a 21% cash on cash rate of return. Think about where your money is now. Are you making a 21% cash on cash rate of return? The next way that it makes you money is equity pickup. What that is it's the difference between your all-in price, in this case $150,000, and the ARV, after repaired value, which is $200,000. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. And we are talking about the four ways that real estate makes you money. We're on number three, which is equity pickup. And, number two, equity pickup, which is just the difference between your all-in price, purchase price, rehab, closing, and holding costs, and what the property's worth. In this case, we picked up $50,000 equity. Now, would that happen in today's market? Yeah, but rarely. Right now, we're picking up 10 to 15%. About on these rental properties, where in a case like this was 25%. So When you look at the rate of return, let's look at the home run deal first. If I have $20,000 in the deal and I picked up $50,000 equity, my net worth goes up $50,000 the day I buy that property. That's a 250% rate of return. So think deeply. Are you getting a 250% rate of return? Now, some of you are going to go, well, I get 100% rate of return on my 401k match. Do you see why I'm not impressed with that? I just showed you a 250% rate of return. And is there any limit to it like there is with a 401k match? No, there's no limit to it. You can do it as often as you like. Now let's look at the single where you only picked up $20,000 equity, 10%. If you have $20,000 in the deal and you picked up $20,000 equity, that's still a 100% rate of return. Even in today's market where the prices are higher and the deals are coming slower. The next way that it makes you money is principal reduction. This is the third way. Number one is cash flow. Number two is equity pickup. Number three is principal reduction. What happens is every month your renter pays their rent and you pay your mortgage. Part of that mortgage is principal pay down. You're reducing what you owe on the property every year. In this case, it's not going to be much, like $1,800 a year, but divided by the $20,000 you have in it, that's another 9% rate of return. 9%. Then the fourth way that it makes you money, and this is the most misunderstood of the four, it's appreciation. Your property is going to go up in value about 3% every year. That translates into doubling in value about every 20 years, which historically, over the last 200 or so years, real estate has doubled in value about every 20 years. So if you go to your financial planner and you say, look, I want to start investing in real estate, your financial planner is going to say something like, oh, why would you do that? It's only a 3% rate of return. You can get better than that in the stock market, and you don't have to deal with tenants, toilets, or taxes. It's not a 3% rate of return. You didn't pay $200,000 cash for the deal. You put up $20,000. 3% of $200,000 is $6,000. Divided by the $20,000 you have in the deal, it's a 30% rate of return, not a 3% rate of return. Be very cautious. Most financial planners, the vast, vast majority of them, know nothing about real estate investing the way that we do it. So let's add all these together. You have a 21% rate of return cash flow, a 250% rate of return equity capture, a principal reduction of 9%, and appreciation of 30%. That gives you a total rate of return your first year, 310%. Now there's your home run deal. In today's market, you could drop that by about, let's go to the extreme, 150%. So in today's market, your first year, you probably are only going to get 160% rate of return compared to 310 as soon as we have the market correction, which I predict to be the end of this year. But if you're making 150, 160% rate of return, isn't that a little better than what you're doing now? I suggest for 99.9% of you, it is. And all I'm talking about is buy one stinking little single family home. And do you realize that by buying one little single-family home, most of you will have done more to retire yourself than all your years of labor up to this point. Here's how you determine if that's true. See, when you buy this house, you now have $350 a month income for the rest of your life, and that will go up. Ask yourself this question. If you quit your job tomorrow, how much money do you have coming in every month? For most people, the answer is zero. So you have done nothing to retire yourself yet. But with one little single-family home, you now have $350. Do that 10 times, you got $3,500. Do it 20 times, you got $7,000 for the rest of your life. And it's going to go up. So I hope it's starting to make sense why the majority of millionaires in the U.S. use real estate. It is the most crazy, effective tool for building wealth that there is. It's self-collateralizing. It comes with its own ability to pay. Did you know it's easier to buy rent property than it is to buy a home? This one will bug you. You know it's easier to buy an apartment complex than it is to buy a single-family rental property? That's a whole nother show, but it is. It's easier to buy an apartment. 200 units, 300 units. It's easier to do that than it is to buy a big million-dollar home. Crazy. All right, phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Okay, let's go to email now and answer a couple of email questions. This one looks like a question that I don't like, which is buying investment property in another state. This is from Ann. Ann, there's so much opportunity. You don't tell me where you are. I'm going to make an assumption. You're in Texas. As many people listen to this out of state, it's amazing. But let's assume you're in Texas, and there's so much opportunity here. When I hear people say I'm going to buy property out of state, it's always that grass is greener on the other side of the fence mentality. And it's not. The other reason people go out of state is because they're not really investors, they're speculators. They're trying to say, oh, this state's going to do better than that state, and they try to predict the future. They're speculators. So, Ann, 2 points. There's tremendous opportunity in Texas right now for you to build wealth. And second, if you go out of state, you're probably speculating, not investing. You're trying to crystal ball it, figure out which state is better and which one's going to appreciate more. Remember, appreciation, Ann, is the icing on the cake. The cake is the cash flow. Cash flow. Always buy for cash flow, and you get the appreciation, you get the equity capture, you get the equity buildup. That all comes. But those things are all icing. The cake is the cash flow, and there's plenty of cash flow right here in Texas, Ann, so stay here. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-5. Oh, wait a minute, we only got 1 minute. Let me try to answer one more email before we finish up. Okay, there's a bunch of spam in my email. This one's about the free workshop. I already explained that. I can't reserve you a seat. Go to gettotalwealth.com, upper right-hand corner, is the free workshop button. Okay, well, we're out of time. I really appreciate everybody listening. And Linda, I appreciate your phone call. Everybody have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You've been
listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll